This is 89.7 NPR News. It's All Things Considered. Today, the Supreme Court rejected challenges against congressional maps in Maryland and North Carolina. The majority opinion decided that questions of partisan gerrymandering in redistricting cases were not within its purview. That decision is bad news for voting rights groups who challenged Ohio's congressional maps. WOSU's Nick Evans has been covering that story from the beginning, and he joins me now. Nick, what does today's decision mean for the ACLU and the League of Women Voters lawsuit?
Well, to put it simply, it brings an end to it. Now, they had challenged Ohio's congressional map, saying that it was so skewed in favor of Republicans that it was violating Ohio voters' constitutional rights under the First and 14th Amendments. A lower court agreed with them. A lower court said that, yes, there was evidence of partisan intent, partisan effect, and there wasn't some, you know, legitimate legislative purpose for how skewed this map was. By the Supreme Court coming in and saying that this is not within the realm of decision-making for the courts, it basically means that that challenge stops where it was. And the current map that Ohio has been using for the past 10 years will be in place for the 2020 election. Needless to say, the people behind that case are not particularly happy about where we wound up.
Yeah, what did they say?
The attorney for the ACLU of Ohio, Fred Levinson, basically says that by the courts deciding not to weigh in, the sort of vicious cycle of partisanship, it doesn't have any check on it.
What the court decided today is that there is no remedy for it in the courts, that the only remedy can come from the legislature, which, of course, is the entity that is doing the gerrymandering.
What about state officials?
Well, it's about what you would expect, you know, very laudatory, very happy with the decision that came out today. Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder released a statement saying, quote, "The court confirmed, as we have said all along, this is not a question for the court, but a political question that is properly left to the states. Ohio's Attorney General Dave Yost, power to legislate belongs to the legislature or to the people, not to the courts. Secretary of State Frank LaRose, it's up to the people of Ohio to determine how congressional lines are drawn, not a handful of unelected judges." Kind of, you know, the greatest hits that you would expect along the lines of cases like these.
At the same time, voters already approved a whole new map-making process back
in
2018. That would create a new map before the 2022 elections, and that is not impacted at all by what happened today.
Actually, in a weird sort of way, the underlying decision that the Supreme Court made about the Maryland and North Carolina cases, sort of in an underhanded way, it points to that. They basically say that this is not for courts to decide, but, you know, it's fine for state lawmakers. It's fine for Congress to step in and set guardrails. So essentially what they're saying at the court is that it's not for us to decide. It's for you to decide. So the things that Ohio voters did approve last year in terms of, you know, restricting how many county splits and how much buy-in from the minority party has to be involved for a map to get approved, that's the sort of thing that the court is pointing to and saying, that's how you address redistricting, not bringing cases to us.
And those voters will get a new map in 2022 instead of 2020.
Yes.
WOSU's Nick Evans, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Anytime.